This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Well, you may see ads about this on your computer screen or your phone device that the airlines are participating in Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But now USA Today advises you watch for the fine print, as there will likely be restrictions on when those low fares can be applied. Also, beware of flashy half-off discounts on some deals. Those may be half-off of a quite expensive full fare ticket. And further, most airline deals cover periods of the year when fewer people really want to travel. Oh yeah, there's one more thing. Don't forget those add-on airline fees. Some of the fares can be boosted dramatically by extras, such as baggage charges. Police in Nashville are hoping someone will call the Crime Stoppers line with information that can help them arrest who killed Joe Shelton. Joe was the auto worker who died Tuesday morning on his way to work when someone hurled a cement slab through his windshield from an overpass. Joe, who is getting ready to retire in a few weeks, took that route of Interstate 24 through downtown Nashville to the Smyrna, Tennessee auto plant for 28 years. His son said, "This could have happened to anyone." Michael Beller was driving, taking his girlfriend to the hospital in Des Moines yesterday morning so she could have her baby. They didn't get that far as the baby started to make its arrival along a Des Moines street on Thanksgiving morning. Beller pulled the car over, and he and Heather Reed sat in the grass as he called 911. 10 minutes later, the ambulance arrived, and paramedics delivered the child. Mr. Beller told the Des Moines Register it lasted about 10 minutes, but it felt like hours. Columnist Phil Luciano of the Peoria Journal-Star is looking into the reasons behind a fact he turned up that more babies arrived 9 months after Christmas than any other time of the year. September is when they come along, more than any other month. He says apparently some sort of mating miracle occurs during the holidays. But as Phil noted, the conception that led to the original Christmas was definitely miraculous. So he says, loving couples should be ready for any sort of Yule-fueled surprise. And in that case, Phil Luciano concludes, also be ready for a late Christmas present sometime in September. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.